Now look at part 4. You will hear an interview with a man called Oliver Grant, who decided to change his approach to spending money. For each question, choose the correct answer. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. You will hear an interview with a man called Oliver Grant, who decided to change his approach to spending money.
Today we're talking to Oliver Grant, who made a decision a couple of years ago to spend less money and simplify his life. Oliver, what made you decide to do that?
There wasn't one big event. I just noticed that I was buying things almost automatically. I'd have a stressful day at work and order something online or go out for an expensive meal because I thought I deserved it. My bank account wasn't in terrible shape, but I started asking myself whether all this spending was actually making me happier. Usually, the answer was no. The biggest push towards my decision was the news that our company was likely to make the majority of staff redundant. That made me want to change things just to stay safe financially.
What did you change first?
I went through my bank statements and looked at all the regular payments. I found 3 subscriptions I hardly ever used, so I cancelled them. That was surprisingly easy. After that, I started looking at other areas of my spending. I didn't suddenly stop buying things or move into a tiny flat. I just became much more aware of where my money was going.
Was it difficult to give up the things you were used to buying?
Some things were difficult at first. I still enjoy going to restaurants, for example, so I haven't completely stopped. But I was surprised by how little I missed many of the things I used to buy. There were clothes I hardly wore and gadgets I'd forgotten I owned. Once I stopped buying them, I didn't spend much time thinking about them.
Has your attitude to shopping changed?
Definitely. Before, I'd see something I liked and immediately think about whether I could afford it. Now I ask myself a different question. Do I actually need this? If I do need something, I'm happy to spend a bit more on something that will last. Saving money doesn't mean always choosing the cheapest product.
So what do you do with your free time now if you're not shopping or going out to expensive places?
Quite a lot, actually. I cook more, and I often invite friends over for dinner rather than meeting them in restaurants. But one of my favourite things is simply going for walks. I live near some countryside and I've discovered paths and little villages that I never knew were there. You can have a really good afternoon without spending almost anything.
Do you think you'll continue living this way?
Absolutely. I wouldn't describe myself as extremely careful with money, and I still spend on things that are important to me. The difference is that I choose them rather than buying things without thinking. Looking back, I wish I'd made these changes earlier. I used to think that having more things would make life more enjoyable. Now I think having fewer things gives me more space, both at home and in my head.
Thank you, Oliver. I hope many of our listeners will learn a useful lesson from this interview.
Now listen again. You will hear an interview with a man called Oliver Grant, who decided to change his approach to spending money.
Today we're talking to Oliver Grant, who made a decision a couple of years ago to spend less money and simplify his life. Oliver, what made you decide to do that?
There wasn't one big event. I just noticed that I was buying things almost automatically. I'd have a stressful day at work and order something online or go out for an expensive meal because I thought I deserved it. My bank account wasn't in terrible shape, but I started asking myself whether all this spending was actually making me happier. Usually, the answer was no. The biggest push towards my decision was the news that our company was likely to make the majority of staff redundant. That made me want to change things just to stay safe financially.
What did you change first?
I went through my bank statements and looked at all the regular payments. I found 3 subscriptions I hardly ever used, so I cancelled them. That was surprisingly easy. After that, I started looking at other areas of my spending. I didn't suddenly stop buying things or move into a tiny flat. I just became much more aware of where my money was going.
Was it difficult to give up the things you were used to buying?
Some things were difficult at first. I still enjoy going to restaurants, for example, so I haven't completely stopped. But I was surprised by how little I missed many of the things I used to buy. There were clothes I hardly wore and gadgets I'd forgotten I owned. Once I stopped buying them, I didn't spend much time thinking about them.
Has your attitude to shopping changed?
Definitely. Before, I'd see something I liked and immediately think about whether I could afford it. Now I ask myself a different question. Do I actually need this? If I do need something, I'm happy to spend a bit more on something that will last. Saving money doesn't mean always choosing the cheapest product.
So what do you do with your free time now if you're not shopping or going out to expensive places?
Quite a lot, actually. I cook more, and I often invite friends over for dinner rather than meeting them in restaurants. But one of my favourite things is simply going for walks. I live near some countryside, and I've discovered paths and little villages that I never knew were there. You can have a really good afternoon without spending almost anything.
Do you think you'll continue living this way?
Absolutely. I wouldn't describe myself as extremely careful with money, and I still spend on things that are important to me. The difference is that I choose them rather than buying things without thinking. Looking back, I wish I'd made these changes earlier. I used to think that having more things would make life more enjoyable. Now I think having fewer things gives me more space, both at home and in my head.
Thank you, Oliver. I hope many of our listeners will learn a useful lesson from this interview.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 minutes to check all your answers. You now have 1 more minute. That is the end of the test.